You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Damn, that dude jeans looks tight. I don't mean skinny. The man tucked in t-shirt white.
Well, so, Connor and Barnaby, this is the first EP released through Future Classic, am I right?
Yes. Actually, they've re-released our other one that we put out before,
as well, though. Oh, awesome. So, how does it feel to be, like, being part of that label that has had quite a few successful artists on there?
It feels good. It feels pretty good. Promising.
Pretty surreal. Pretty crazy. But yeah, good. Definitely good vibes.
They're really cool.
Yeah, they're all just cool people, so it's really easy to work with them.
How did that come about?
They were at a show we did in Sydney, and we didn't really know they were there or anything. And then, like, afterwards, our manager was like, oh, the Future Classic label dudes are there. And we're like, oh, awesome. That's going to be cool. Maybe, you know, maybe they like the stuff. And then we didn't hear from them for, like, 6 months or something, and they're like, oh, I guess they didn't like it. And then out of nowhere, they're like, "We're coming to Melbourne. We want to meet up and have a chat."
I watched you guys at Laneway, and I really enjoyed it. You guys were so great.
Oh, thank you. That was like such a fun show.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, there were heaps of people.
There were so many people. I was tripping out because it was so early, and I was like, because there was no one there like right before we started. I was like, "Oh, okay." And yeah, then like. Everyone was there, and I was like, oh my god, this whole lawn is like full up with everybody. It was a good day.
Yeah, it was. How is your latest EP, Undressed, different from the rest of your EPs?
I think it's way more sexual than the other ones. I feel like kind of more lyrical as well. There's lots of words. Yeah, I think it's just like definitely just a progression.
And like, I guess normally singers, when they sing like R&B, it's a lot of American accents, and I've noticed that you kind of keep your Kiwi accent with this EP. And how did you like decide to embrace it? Have you always sung with your Kiwi accent?
Definitely didn't used to. I think when I was like maybe like 19, I just like started to feel like I sounded really weird, like singing an American accent. I was like, this isn't like, I'm never gonna get anywhere like this. And then I just kind of like trained myself to sing more in a New Zealand accent, but it actually took ages because you kind of have to sing differently because it's like all different vowel sounds and stuff.
Also, Barnaby, I've got a question for you. I've heard that you used to be part of like the Hamilton hardcore scene, playing in a band called Cry Wolf.
Yeah. Where'd you hear that?
Well, New Zealand's a pretty small country.
I used to play drums in a couple of different hardcore bands, and it was super fun. And actually, our manager used to play in the band as well.
He played guitar?
He played guitar, yeah.
Then how did you move into doing producing?
Well, because I was a drummer, and then I moved to Sydney, and I was just staying at a friend's house, like on his couch or whatever, and I couldn't take my drums over because it's so expensive to ship because they're too big. And he had, like, a little drum machine thing, an Ableton. And so I was just mucking around on there, just basically because I missed my drum kit, and started just programming little beats and stuff on the computer, and then sort of went deeper from there. Now it's like my favourite thing to do.
Will there be a Cry Wolf reunion one day?
We've already had the Cry Wolf reunion. I've actually got the poster in my little studio. It was like 2 years ago we had the reunion, so I don't know if we can do a reunion, but we did a little tour. It was fun.
Like, Hamilton goes hard, I heard.
Hamilton, yeah, it's pretty ruckus.
I've also got like another question about the titles of the EPs, because it's Hoodie, Jacket and Undress. Is there like a theme with clothes? Are you guys obsessed with clothes?
I'm quite obsessed with clothes, but it's not because I'm obsessed with clothes that they're called that. Like, the first, like, main song was Keeper, which was, like, kind of about a hoodie. And then it was like, oh, now I'm writing a song about a jacket, which is, like, kind of significant. And step along to somebody else. And And then it kind of was like felt natural to do that. But then I was like, I need to get, and then it was 501s, which was about jeans. And then I was like, okay, we'll need to like get rid of this. So I was like, undress would be like the next thing. Like undress like before doing an album, like get rid of it all, like start like fresh for an album, you know?
I think undress was trying to ditch the clothes theme, trying to move away from it, yeah. But it's still clothes related.
Yeah. I can't sing in the morning
now. Radio, I don't. Also, Focus is your latest single that you released. And what were some of the inspirations behind it?
It was just like missing someone who was like back in New Zealand, and I'd just be like at work, like being so used to something like, oh, I just like am missing instead of like working. A bit of a, like a daydream, I guess, losing focus. I can meet the plane, would you fly away? I can't focus, break the survey. You. Is it inappropriate? Wishing, hoping you come through. I still gotta go get, gotta get better, better for you. But I can't focus, break the surface for you. Brainstorms in the teacups, thoughts out on a saucer. I wish a flame won't bring you closer. Leaves are reading in their favor, favor. You are my sorcerer, spellbound to run this course for you. Find out magic is the source of love. Work off my extra source of that. Snapped back. I can't focus, but this over you. And anything to do here is it inappropriate? Wishing, hoping that one day you'll come through. But I still gotta go get, baby, go get it. Got to get better. But I can't focus, broke this over you. Over you. Over you. Over you. You could call me a homebody. But these walls have no hold on me. Until you are within them, teleport on three. I'll say the words and I'll be there this week. In your custody, lower bound like it's gravity. Hit the ground running, racing cross country. The last lap, I've lost count of these. Like sheep to get to sleep. I can't focus, broke the surface for you. And anything to do with you, is it inappropriate? Wishing, hoping that one day you'll come through. I'm still gonna go get, see, go get up. Got to get better. But I can't focus, but this over you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.